Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
Ooh.
We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah? What's your nerd thing this week?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't even think of that.
Neither did I. That's why I ask you first.
Well, I did spend the day getting ready for the new World of Warcraft patch.
Right.
That comes out on Tuesday.
Ooh. Are you going to play Tuesday when you get home from work?
Probably not.
You can.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I just need to be kind of sort of ready for it, even though we're going to be out of commission for a couple weeks anyway. But anyway.
We'll talk about that later. Was that fun, getting ready for that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, what does getting ready for that entail?
Oh, just finishing off all the stuff before it rolls over to the next thing. Yeah.
I'm going to pick a video game thing for me, too. Actually, I'm going to do two. I finished a book, and it's an extra nerdy one because it's by Kristen Ritter. As in, like,
Jessica Jones. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's an author. I know she, well, I looked up because I was like, what? Kristen Ritter wrote a book?
She's written two.
And she's also, she said that she got into writing from doing, like, shows. And she's been, like, a writer on a show, on shows and stuff like that. And
right.
So it was like, oh, I wonder if I could try my hand at a book. And so she did. Mm. So anyway, I read Bonfire by her, which is, I read that this week. So that's pretty nerdy because it's reading and also Jessica Jones.
Well, there you go.
And Dreamlight Valley, I didn't say last week because we were talking about wrestling. They have the Wreck-It Ralph expansion came out. And so I was playing that today a little bit.
Did you wreck it?
I kind of fix it, actually.
Oh.
Ralph doesn't wreck very much either. At least not yet. But I've got him now.
But that's his whole job.
Well, he's kind of having a little bit of an identity crisis, I think.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But I've unlocked him. I haven't gotten him very far yet.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, and there's like a summer event going on and stuff, so I was doing that. And still leveling up Piglet. That
was all stuff. You had a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, and yeah, I played till the battery ran out.
sounds like you didn't prepare for the new expansion like you should.
No, because it came, okay, the Winnie the Pooh expansion, mini DLC thing came out while we were in Alaska. So then I came back and I was frantically trying to do that. And there was a seasonal event that was going to run out and the Star Path was going to run out because we were gone. So I like did all that. And then all of a sudden Wreck-It Ralph showed up and I was like, oh no.
Huh.
That's okay.
Sounds like a you problem.
Nah, it's fine. It's summer still, but only for a little bit longer.
That's true.
Yeah. What are you drinking? Before we get into news,
some tasty beers.
Yep, local brewery.
Yeah,
delicious. Your favorite IPA from them.
It is delicious.
I'm drinking beer too. This one is. Oh, your dad picked it up and thought one of us would like it. You don't like wit beer though, so it is mine, and it's like Quark, Strangeness and Charm.
Weird.
It's a wit beer.
I'm gonna taste it. Here. And I'm gonna give my honest, brutally honest review.
Okay, you do that.
You've been gripping this koozie very tightly. It's very warm. The beer's not warm though.
No.
The koozie's
it's a really good
job.
Koozie. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that is witty. Oh no.
You don't like wit beer, hey?
Well, no, it's too spicy.
Yeah, this is coriander, and this one is very coriander.
I like. If I'm going to drink coriander, it should be with gin and tonic. Coriander is good in gin and tonic.
You had a very fancy gin and tonic made for you once with coriander.
Yeah, it's delicious, but not in beer. So there you go. brutally honest, not for me.
Not yeah, but can you tell that it's good?
I think it's a well-made wit beer. It tastes like wit beer.
Yeah, I don't always like some wit beers. It's not like always a safe bet for me. Like a fruity drink is usually really safe for me. Wit beer I generally like. Sometimes it's a little off. But this one's really good.
Cool.
Okay. Ready to go to the news?
So, I'm so ready. Oh my goodness.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, three things are making news this week, basically.
Ben Grimm?
Three times three.
Wow.
First of all, a lot of stuff is just projections about D23, which is next weekend.
Yes, they are building it now.
Right. So it's all like, what's going to be said? I'm excited because Gameloft is going to be doing a Dreamlight Valley panel during.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty.
They've never done one before at D23. Cool. So that's pretty cool. But
I think Dreamlight Valley is maybe a little more successful than they were thinking it. Like, it's a better game than it should be because it was supposed to be like a freemium garbage thing, I think. And I guess the people making it had a little more pride than that. And
it's good.
It's like pretty good.
And you know what I really like about it? You genuinely get the idea that even if you're not super happy with like, oh, the characters that come out are blah, blah, blah. They listen to like feedback from the players a lot. They're very responsive.
They listen to feedback and they're also very clearly Disney fans, but like,
yes,
millennial Disney fans, because they have like kind of a sarcastic sense of humor.
They do.
From what I've seen.
They do. So some of them are dark.
Like, right? It's very interesting.
And yeah, like, they're just huge, and they're never like done with it, which is nice as an Animal Crossing fan as well.
Well, it's a live service game full on, so it's like they're gonna keep going with it.
So they had this whole story where you were trying to uncover stuff, and you came up with like the big thing was eventually unlocked the Forgotten and become a character and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
No, you didn't. Weird. And then people are like, oh, that's the main story. The main story's done. They're just going to keep adding characters. No. They introduced a whole new mystery now.
Whoa.
And with each character, there's been like a letter from the Realm Weaver. And they're like trying to figure out who the Realm Weaver is. And literally, I don't know. I have a theory, but I don't know.
It must be bunnies.
That's exactly right. So anyway, that's pretty exciting. I'm excited about that. And then there's a lot of people talking about like what's going to be said at the parks panel, of course, as always.
I think not that I know a whole lot, I don't pay too much attention to these things, but I'm guessing that they're going to talk a little bit more about the Cars expansion in Disney World and that, like, that's going to be the main topic. Cause
I think so too.
They've bulldozed the rivers of America over there. So they're building it.
They're building it now. Literally.
Yeah. I did that joke already.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep doing it. Okay.
They are going to probably divulge like very specifics on that this time. So that's cool. I'm sure they'll talk
more. You sent me some information about the new cruise ships that have been announced, and there'll be more stuff about that.
Yeah, they haven't made a big announcement about it, but it was kind of buried in their annual financial statements that they're going to be building some cruise ships, a whole bunch of them.
I mean, you could have not sent me that, and I would say, I bet they're going to announce more cruise ships, because...
Well, they're making money hand over fist on cruise ships. COVID did not kill cruise ships. I think they're more popular than ever.
I think so, too. Hypothesizing that, as far as Disneyland goes, I think they'll talk more about Avengers Campus and Coco, since that's the construction underway.
And the Avatar Land.
I think if they don't bring up Avatar, it's not happening.
I think it's been bladed.
Good verbiage there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That could be the next news item. I had that for later, but let's talk that now, because you did such a good Sugui.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so we have, let's just talk Marvel here for a second. We had a Doomsday trailer, we had stuff come out of Valhalla H, we had no talk about Blade whatsoever at San Diego Comic-Con, but we did the same week or the next week?
It was very shortly after we heard the news about Wonder Man being canceled.
Yeah.
And right on the heels of that, it wasn't like big fanfare about it being canceled, because they don't really want to make big fanfare about it because it's a failure. But like, Mahershala Ali came out with quotes of like, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah. Like he's no longer Blade.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's done.
And there was a statement made by Kevin Feige. Was that at Comic-Con? Or, no, I think it was done previously where they said, like, why are you having, what is your response to having so much trouble getting Blade going ahead? And he said he feels like a failure.
Yeah, he said he was happy to get Wesley Snipes in Deadpool, and he feels like a big loser failure. Like, that was his, like,
yeah, it was like a really harsh statement.
Big loser failure that he never got it off the ground.
Yeah. With. And then some, you said you had read a couple things about, they talked about doing a period piece with it. And
well,
then
it went through a lot of development, but one of the big rumors that I heard, and like there was several scripts, so this is probably true, is they had one of the scripts that they liked was a period piece, and then along came a little movie called Sinners, and you're not gonna do the same thing as that, because that would be
dumb. Of course not, and yeah, so I get it. Do you think this is the end of Blade, full stop?
No, I think they'll cast an unknown as Blade, and they'll take Ryan Gosling's Ghost Rider.
Yep.
And maybe they'll...
Midnight Suns?
Convince a Moon Knight to come back.
That would be amazing.
I don't know. Can you convince Oscar Isaac to be...
I think you can.
He could be second fiddle, because if you cast an unknown as Blade...
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling's going to clearly be...
Yeah, for sure.
The top build in that movie. But like, if Ghost Rider's successful, I could see a path to an MCU Blade.
Yeah.
Eventually.
But I think, like, the Mahershala Ali is done.
Like you said, Midnight Suns. Yeah, Mahershala Ali is not ever being...
And you would have had to make a Blade movie featuring him. He would not be in a group kind of thing. He's not going to show up as Blade in Midnight Suns.
Yeah, right or wrong, he thinks he's better than that.
Yeah, he does. And I don't... But I think he's an extremely talented actor.
He's an awesome actor. I was really excited to see his Blade. His star power isn't... he had a pretty good career trajectory, but he hasn't...
Yeah.
It's kind of stalled out for him, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just too bad. I like him.
I like him, and I think he's extremely talented. Yeah. But name the last thing that he was in.
Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
And it wasn't good, apparently, because I haven't seen it.
Exactly. Right? So, whereas I do think you can convince, Oscar Isaac, yes, is a big name, but I think he'd be more willing to be like, yeah, throw some money at me and I'll show up in this, like, group ensemble thing for a bit.
I do think he likes the character of Moon Knight.
I think that's a big part of it, yeah.
I think it could be fun, like, they could explore the multiple personalities more. And
but you're gonna have, you got your top billing now with Ghost Rider, so you can, and I think it's gonna be successful. Hopefully it's good as well as financially successful. I just think that Ryan Gosling is currently printing money.
Well, and he only really does good things.
Mm-hmm.
He
was fighting for this role.
He wanted to be Ghost Rider, so he's going to, hopefully, unless this gets stuck in development heck as well.
Yeah.
He's going to make sure it's good, so... Because, like, he's only picked good scripts recently. True. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. So, what are you talking about? He's always picked good scripts. Didn't you ever watch Mickey Mouse Club?
Oof. Yeah. I've also never watched The Notebook, so bite me.
And extremely popular. Made lots of money.
Lots of his stuff has made lots of money.
That's what I'm saying. So he's picked good stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, but Blade is done as we had it announced. I do think they've learned not to announce stuff too far in the future, though.
Yeah, except they announced Ghost Rider in much the same way.
Yeah, but they specifically were like, this is the year, like, I think that they're announcing 2 years out, but before they were like, oh, this is our, you know, plan for the next 5 years or whatever.
Kind of. The Blade didn't have a date attached to it when it was announced, but I do think they were assuming it was going to be 2, maybe 3 years. But
they have a director attached.
It was announced in the summer. It was at Comic-Con of 2019.
Yeah, I mean, and so lots of stuff happened.
Other stuff happened. It wasn't...
Yeah, now... I even think if there was a worldwide pandemic again, we would not have the same situation.
Probably not, because I'm pretty sure Ghost Rider is in at least Secret Wars, if not, like, somehow in Doomsday.
I think he's in Secret Wars. There was not a director attached to Blade. There is a director attached already to Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
You have a director, you have a star.
Who just directed Ryan Gosling in another big Disney property. Which is
apparently done.
The Star Wars Starfighter, which is, like, in the can, apparently.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit about that at D23.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think tons, because I think they like to save the movies, but we didn't see anything about it.
Well, they're probably doing, like, VFX on it and stuff, too.
I don't think we'd see much, but maybe
principal photography is apparently done.
Yeah,
so. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, so anyway, that's that. While we're talking Marvel, before we go back to the parks here, Brandon. How's Spider-Man doing?
Pretty good. It had the biggest opening weekend of all time, beating Endgame.
Not the biggest opening weekend for a Marvel movie ever. Like, the biggest opening weekend, period.
Domestic.
Yes.
So that's US and Canada only. It did not quite match Endgame worldwide. It was pretty close. The main contributor to that, it was a pretty soft opening in China.
Yeah.
Apparently, China's the one country that doesn't super care for Spider-Man, I guess.
That's interesting.
I don't know. And then it also followed it up with the biggest Monday ever.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the biggest Tuesday ever.
Oh, okay.
then it started to trend down a little bit. So it's fallen under Endgame and Force Awakens for the Wednesday. And,
okay.
Non-opening Thursday.
So it's doing pretty well, though.
It's doing pretty well. when it was the biggest Monday and the biggest Tuesday of all time, a lot of people thought it was almost assured to be the first $1 billion domestic movie.
Oh, yeah?
That's not looking as likely now with these dips. Okay,
that's too bad.
But it still might overtake The Force Awakens as the biggest domestic ever.
Interesting. Yeah, it will depend on its staying power, right? Well, what other movies do we have coming out to compete with it?
Well, this week has that weird dinosaur movie. Oh,
End of the Lane?
Oak Street?
Yeah. Something like that.
So nothing major right now. It did take some IMAX screens away from the Odyssey.
Ooh.
all the LIMAX screens it took.
Mm-hmm.
So it might get a little boost this weekend from that.
Nice.
So,
well,
we'll see how much it drops, but it's looking like it might be 60-ish%, which is, I mean, it made $360 million the first weekend, so it's gonna make a big, it's gonna be a bigger second weekend than most movies get, like most even blockbusters get for their first weekend.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's so good. We talked about it last week. If you didn't hear, we're not gonna spoil anything now. But you also picked up something interesting. You were just on Disney Plus. How many related, like, Avengers movies now are in the top 10?
Well, so, like, all your streaming services have your top 10 movies, like, they try and get you to watch the popular stuff, whatever. But that you can kind of see what the trending viewership is on that streaming service. On our Crave, which is the Canadian HBO, has the Spider-Man movies. When I turned that on earlier, they had, like, all three of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies were in the top five or something like that.
Yeah, it was top five.
Big popular.
For sure.
Like, super overlap. But then I turned on Disney Plus, which doesn't have the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies
because of
all the rights things. Yeah. Secret Life of Pets 2 just debuted on there. So those were, the Secret Life of Pets were very popular on there.
Yes.
But right after that was Infinity War and Endgame in the top five, with the original Avengers and Iron Man rounding out the top 10.
Yeah, that's amazing. So what I'm saying is, like, that's boding so well if they can keep some momentum up for Doomsday.
Oh, yeah.
The MCU
is back, and, like, the vibes on the internet and everything
are
like, oh yeah. superhero fatigue, blah, 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 whatever. And yeah, you can say what you want. Superhero fatigue is real. Spider-Man fatigue doesn't exist.
No.
Sure. But I don't think Avengers fatigue really exists either.
No.
It's gonna be big. And
yeah.
I think Dune is making a mistake, which is too bad because I really like the Dune movies.
Yeah, I agree. I think they were, I don't know, like making a wager and they're not going to win.
Well, they stake their claim on the IMAX screens.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good. I don't know. I think they're going to be losing. I think
they made a mistake. Going to
be second place by a lot.
I think they were looking at things themselves. Like Thunderbolts, which was an excellent movie that didn't get its fanfare or its money. And they're like, oh, we can compete with that. They were not thinking about a major Avengers movie following this Spider-Man.
I think it's going to be run over. It should have moved.
Yeah.
But whatever, we'll see.
Yeah, maybe there will be a Barbenheimer kind of thing. Like we've talked about this before, I still think that's a bad risk to take because they're not different enough movies. Like,
yeah.
And they're too long.
They both have Florence Pugh in them, so you know.
True, but they're both going to be over 3 hours.
Are they both big potatoes?
I think they might be both. Well, yeah, I think both big potatoes.
Yeah.
Big potatoes. But anyway, it sure makes me excited. And the other thing is interesting because I have a lot of Disney stuff on like my social media and everything. You were talking about internet response. I also have a lot of like very pro female in media kind of things that are related to more like storytelling, not at all Disney and superheroes or anything. And they are so in love with a Spider-Man.
Oh, well,
That makes
a lot of sense.
And not just like, oh my gosh, he's doing a really good job. Like, there are really important conversations going on about certain scenes in the movie and how it's handled. And it's like, dramas could take some note from this superhero movie because like...
Yeah, and you got a couple of major female characters in the movie.
I mean, and that always brings up conversations like that. But there are some specific scenes where they're like, who wrote this knew what they were doing. And it was good.
I figure I know what you're talking about. And
yeah, we're not spoiling anything
in this movie. That makes sense.
Or like the way it was handled is very like honest or sincere or like,
I think it was a very sincere movie. Mm-hmm. And so like we talked about it last week. So Spider-Man just appeals to everyone. And
yeah,
you know what? The Avengers mostly do too.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little more bombastic and action heavy than the full emotions, but there's gonna be some emotions.
There's gonna be some for sure. Let's just go back to the parks as far as news goes. The biggest news around Disneyland, I have two things. The first one is, hey, it's almost Halloween.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about this week anyway. So,
we're gonna talk a little bit more about it, but just the Oogie Boogie is up. The bats are in the belfry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're super early this year.
So we're going to go to Oogie Boogie. We've talked about that before. The only one we've had announced, the only villain, sorry, we've had announced is very strongly hinted that Yzma will be there.
Oh, no, it's not even hinted anymore. It's announced.
The other thing, though, no other villain's been announced. However, a whole bunch of Roger Rabbit themed decor has shown up in the area where Judge Doom usually meets.
So
Judge Doom will be there.
Judge Doom's back. I'm sure the dude from Coco is back.
Ernesto.
Yes, Ernesto. Yeah. I'm sure he's back.
Well, also think of like the locations. Like they'll put someone in Pixar Pier.
I'm sure the Sanderson sisters are back.
Yes, I'm sure they'll be back. Oogie Boogie will obviously be there. They have a spot set up for Baymax meet and greets where they can put the villain from there and no one else really fits there.
Right.
So if they're going to put someone there, it's going to be him. They need a Pixar villain. So they'll think about a Pixar villain. Last year it wasn't Sid, I guess. It was someone else. I don't remember who it was. We didn't go, obviously.
Yeah, who did they replace Sid with? Everyone was mad, and I don't remember.
Was Lotso there one year?
It might have been Lotso. I don't know. Anyway, maybe it'll be whatever the villain was from Toy Story 5 that we haven't seen.
True. Could be.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just what the news is for that.
Hades will probably be back.
Maybe. I don't think he was there last year.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was like such a big production. I am surprised.
I could be wrong. Like, we didn't pay too much attention last year because we weren't going. In other news, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween had its first night over in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
It is the 8th while we're recording this. Their first night was, I think, yesterday. And Disneyland's first Oogie Boogie is in like 10 days. So. Yeah.
As far as Halloween goes, August is the new September.
It's October.
October.
Exactly.
Halloween's just 3 months long now, I think.
Yeah, it is. You can complain about Christmas all you want. That's only 2 months long. Halloween is now three. Okay, and I'm so excited for this other piece of news from the parks. We have something new coming to Droid Depot in Disneyland. Disneyland first. Disney World is going to get this later, but we don't have a date on that. We have the Star Wars Batu Adventure Buddies. You can have your own Ewok.
It's basically a Furby, but he's dressed like an Ewok.
He's an Ewok. He is so cute.
It is very cute. It's much cuter than Furbies were creepy. This is cute.
He interacts with stuff. Okay, so it's Droid Depot. Again, they didn't bring back reservations or anything like this.
They never really had reservations for
Droid Depot. They did when it first opened. Oh, first yeah, opened? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then some people were wondering because it's like a totally new thing. So they're like, oh, and no, it's simpler than that. You go and I guess you pick out your guy and a cast member will help you. And then they have a special awakening ceremony where the Ewok comes to life because apparently you're Elsa.
That's the moral implications of this alone deserve several essays.
But your Ewok, there are three different outfits that you could choose to add on to your Ewok. One is Mandalorian.
Well, you went for the never mind.
What?
You gotta go in order.
Okay, one is Endor. One is Batu. What?
So the first one is Batu. It's very Batu themed. It looks like the lady from that used to be a character there. He's got kind of like a poncho.
Bye.
That's the one. And comes with a Ronto wrap.
Yeah, I do like that he comes with a Ronto
very,
wrap.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Then there's an Endor one, which would be kind of like your default Ewok thinking because they are from Endor.
Yeah.
But it's very Return of the Jedi style.
It kind of looks like he stole Leia's poncho thing.
He's got a rebel style camo poncho with a Ewok spear and horn. That's pretty cool. And he's got a little fish. I guess he was fishing earlier that day.
Before
he murdered the fish Princess thing Leia.
Is weird.
I don't know. Well, they all had, each one has something to eat. It is why there's a fish, that I guess. That makes sense. And then there's the Mandalorian one, which is maybe kind of giving vibes of what the other adventure, at least one of the other adventure buddies could be. But it's got like a Beskar vest. So it looks like a Mandalorian. And it's got a little green macaron.
Yeah. Num nums, it says.
Little num nums.
Or nummies, I think it is. Yeah.
And it's very cute.
Yep. He interacts with different things around Batu. Kind of like if you have your droid walking around, it'll like make noises and stuff like that.
And it also interacts with other droids from the Droid Depot, apparently. Yep. So that's kind of cool.
I could get an Ewok and he can be friends with my QT-314.
Yeah, could be.
You like tap its head or like there's a certain.
He does the yub nub.
He makes noises and anyway, he's really cute. And I don't know how much he's going to cost, but he's
probably too much.
He's going to be coming out very soon, which means he'll be there for when we go in September.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I like how you just assume I'm going to get one.
But apparently, this is the first in a series of Adventure Buddies. Mm-hmm. The rumor is that there's two more.
Mm. I haven't heard this.
I am fairly certain that one of them is going to be a Grogu
that makes style sense. One. Yeah. What do we think about the third? Because you can already get a Loth Cat, so it's not a Loth Cat.
You can get a Loth Cat that's like pretty. It's not interactive like that, but it's just a little bit of an animatronic.
Yeah.
What about a Porg?
I would love a Porg, actually. A Porg is a good choice because then you've got something from the sequel trilogy, which is, of course, Porgs are adorable, first of all.
And like, it seems to fit the same style as the Ewok. You have the eyes, and it could have interactions. It could go,
exactly,
and stuff like that. So, my guess is Porg.
That makes sense. I totally get that. I was trying to think if there's anything from like Clone Wars. Now that they're not like stuck in the sequel time frame, like, is there anything that's been
or like a baby Gungan?
Oh. I mean, maybe, because, yeah, it's bringing in the prequels.
Yeah, I'm trying to go each era, right?
Yeah.
And Grogu's technically, the Mandalorian doesn't take place in the sequel era, it's from that time period of release. So,
I think you're right with the pork.
I can't think of anything, like, I say Gungan jokingly, like, that would be horrible.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was trying to think of something from Clone Wars, right? But Lothcats were the big thing that everyone went crazy for. And they already sell a Lothcat. So, while I think you can sell as much Grogu stuff as you want, I don't know that an animatronic Lothcat and an Adventure Buddies Lothcat are different enough.
Yeah, I agree. When do you think they'll start selling Disney-branded Baby Bjorns for your Adventure Buddy?
They might already. I would totally walk around the park.
Or like a backpack where they
for him to like hang Yoda out.
Style. It feels like that's should obvious. Have been announced with it. But anyway, there you go.
I guess we can't decide if I'm going to get one or not until we know the price. Even I'm saying, I don't think we can announce whether or not I'm going
to
get one.
I feel like they're going to be closer in price to the droids than anything.
Probably.
Like, it's going to be expensive.
It's going to be expensive.
I would be shocked if they were under 60 American dollars.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it's probably going to be very close to the droids. Maybe
I would
55.
I would put the over under at 70 US dollars. Oof. And I would probably take the over
with the outfit.
No, the outfit alone is going to, because it changes their interactions, that's going to be $30 on its own for sure.
Do I need an outfit to go with him? They can't see you rolling your eyes. They can't hear it.
I'm a shaking of my head.
It is funny because you sent it to me and then we're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't even like Ewoks that much.
I do. They're adorable. And they go, yup, nup.
I do like yup, nup, though.
Yes. And then they dance and it's awesome. I love them. I don't even care. I love them.
I did like the Battle for Endor movie when I was a kid.
I've never seen it. I will take your word on it.
It's not very good. It's not a very good movie.
I will take your word on that as well. All right. Well, let's talk about the resort. Talk about Halloween. Let's go to the main topic.
Okay.
At the park.
All right. Brandon, finally, the Disney Eats Foodie Guide to Halloween at Disneyland Resort for 2026 has officially been released. They milked this like crazy. It came out 2 weeks later than it did last year.
And there's not even that much milk on the menu.
So weird. Well, you know, a lot of the desserts.
There's some horchata stuff. Yeah.
Okay. As we've done before, we're going to go through the foodie guide, except we have to add a little special something because we actually have to pay attention to some of these things because we're going to be there during this time.
I want to eat some of it.
I was going to say eat some of it, which is true, but there are so many pumpkin drinks that I want to drink. I want to drink some of it.
The name of the episode is Too Many Pumpkin Drinks.
Not enough pumpkin drinks. Too many pumpkin drinks with a question mark?
Yes.
Okay. So before...
Too many pumpkin drinks, question mark, or not enough.
Perfect. I love it. Done.
Yeah. This seems less mean that way, I guess.
Yeah, because I think it's probably the right amount.
Mm.
Okay, so Halloween time at Disneyland Resort officially starts on August 21st, and it goes through October 31st. There's a bunch of returning stuff, but actually a bunch of new stuff. There's one thing, though, before we get to the actual foodie guide that was interesting before they started listing the items. At DCA, in the spirit of remembrance and familia, we'll be recognizing Dia de las Muertas with the return of Plaza de la Familia beginning August 21st and going to November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And keep an eye out for the Plaza de Familia menu coming soon. So that's there's going to be another menu announced.
Oh, okay.
Just for that area.
I think we've done that before.
Which is interesting, though, because all the construction's going on over there.
Yeah, it's all behind the scenes, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's there's not really any disruptive construction.
So I'm not sure what that menu is going to entail, but I'm sure that'll be released soon, too.
I bet it's like Mexican.
Mm-hmm. I bet you're right.
Tortilla soup and tacos and
yum?
Delicious things.
The words you're looking for is yum.
Pulled pork.
Mmm, yum yum. Carne asada.
Mmm.
Okay, let's start with Disneyland. So most of the foods are available, even though the dates are August 21st to October 31st, most of the food items go from August 18th to November 12th.
That's because the first Oogie Boogie is the 18th.
The 18th, that's right. And November 12th is right before we switch to Christmas. Like, I think Christmas starts on the 13th, officially.
Jolly.
Yeah. Now, that being said, some of the items actually go through Christmas as well. But I'm not going to, like, just check, basically.
Meh, what I'm saying. Whatever.
Okay, first of all, Disneyland Park. The Carnation Cafe has a spicy chicken sandwich, which looks delicious.
I had this before.
Yes, this is not a new item. This is a returning one.
When we went to Carnation Cafe, when we were at Oogie Boogie the first time.
We literally waited till the Halloween menu came out so we could go and you could have this.
And it was delicious. So eat that.
Highly
recommend.
It was
so good. It was really good.
We went because you had that and they had a dill pickle drink I wanted. Really big on the dill pickle drinks when they have them. They don't have any dill pickle drinks this year.
They do have something else dill pickle.
They do. Well, actually, they have a dill pickle beer, I think.
They do. Yes.
Okay, so spicy chicken sandwich. They also have a caramel apple martini. Now, this one is new.
I do like a teeny, but not really an apple teeny, so.
I would prefer an apple teeny. However, I'm not going to Carnation Cafe.
No.
They also have the Elysian Brewing Night Owl Pumpkin Ale. I do like a pumpkin beer.
Elysian Brewing started in Seattle, I learned.
We didn't know that till we were in Seattle, and then you're like, what is happening?
They do have a brewery in SoCal now, but it started in Seattle.
You don't like pumpkin beer.
I don't like pumpkin beer, but I do like Elysian.
Yes, I generally like pumpkin beer, unless it's a pumpkin brown.
Ah, which it often can be.
Yeah, that's why I was like, usually I need to see it before I order it, or I need to read the description. They also have an Oktoberfest Ermarzen. I don't know how to say that. Ermarzen? Ermarzen.
Ermarzen.
Okay.
It's an Oktoberfest. I don't know.
It's an Oktoberfest. Then there's the churros near Sleeping Beauty Castle. Has the apple pie dip. So regular churro with a special dip. They also have that near Town Square. Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor has the Rest in Chocolate.
Meh.
This is also a returning one. This is chocolate ice cream with a chocolate-covered waffle cup with chocolate cookie crumbles, gummy worms, chocolate tombstone, lots of chocolate. The Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe has the Bulgogi beef toasted with corn cheese soup.
Yeah, no, this sounds really, really,
it sounds
really,
and
really
looks
good.
Really good.
So we're not gonna be actually in Disneyland. Well, you're gonna be there. You're gonna be in the parks for 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna be there for two because I'm doing other stuff.
You're going to do one in Disneyland, one in DCA. Our DCA day is also an Oogie Boogie day.
Yeah, we're being silly and I'm going to be like one of the very few single day ticket holders that's going to DCA on a day that it closes at 6 p.m.
It's true.
They'll probably look at that reservation and be like, huh, that guy's weird.
They just assume you didn't do your research.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so I really want to have this at, like, the end of the night, but the day we're at Disneyland is also
the day it closes at 10.
It closes at 10, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
we're going to play this one by ear.
But I really want that.
Really it looks good. It looks really good. I hope we can make it happen. We are going to talk about, like, what of these things we want to try. This is a we want to try, not sure if it's going to work.
It's on, it's definitely on the list.
Fair enough. They also have a brownie pie. This is new. Eh. Halloween Matterhorn macaron.
It's cute.
It's cute. It's new.
It's a macaron.
Macaroon.
Macaroon. Not a macaron.
No, macaron.
Completely different.
I.
It's the Matterhorn shaped one.
Yeah, it's not covered
the,
in.
Not the Grogu shaped one.
Right. It's covered in Halloween sprinkles is what makes it Halloween. The Mickey Pumpkin Cupcake, it looks like a cupcake with a lot of frosting.
Yeah, no, not for me.
Mickey-shaped ghost cookie, caramel apple cheesecake.
A whole lot of desserts that are kinda...
Maple bacon cinnamon roll.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Bacon.
This one is one of the ones available through the holidays, by the way.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yep. Mickey Mummy Macaron. See, that's your... Pumpkin muffin. That's another one available through the holidays. Pumpkin cold brew.
Oh, there's. See, that's one.
That's one. It's not the only one. Uh-huh. Then we're going to go to the Little Red Wagon.
Now, this. I saw this. You go ahead and introduce it, and then I'll.
The spicy chili cheese corn dog. This is new. Do you want me to read you a.
Yeah, no, okay. No, do the whole thing.
Classic corn dog, topped with spicy chili, jalapeno cilantro crema, cheddar, hot cheese puff dust, with a choice of cuties or potato chips.
Well, that's just their sides. No, the main thing, and they have a picture of it. It looks like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here. It actually kind of looks like spicy elote.
Oh, kind of.
Corn dog, like, yeah. with the crema on there.
I bet you get vibes of that too. Like the corn would come through.
I feel like it would taste a little elote, but with the chili and the flaming hot Cheetos and the corn. I kind of want it, but I also think it's like almost too much. Like, I don't know. I'm torn.
You would maybe want to go classic corn dog.
Well, now that I've grown to like corn dogs, I kind of want a classic corn dog. So, like, would this be disappointing? Would it not be as good as just a, like, would be like, are you overdoing it?
I don't know. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
This is a new item. Maybe I'll poke around and see what people's feedback is on this. If they're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I'm certain we will watch a couple YouTube videos before we go. So
Magic Journeys, get on it.
Yeah, come on.
The other item from Little Red Wagon is a lychee strawberry green tea. This looks amazing. It's non-alcoholic, of course.
Well, that's sad, but...
Well, I mean, almost everything in Disneyland is. Market House has a churro hand tart. This is new. It looks weird. It's pastry tart. Yeah.
It's a churro, but... rectangular?
Kind of. Yeah, I guess. Then there's a shortbread bat cookie. I'm going to go through these. That's it. I thought there was going to be more. Plaza Inn has both a pumpkin cake and a villainous red velvet cake. These are both new. They both look very sweet. Don't get me wrong. I love my pumpkin cakes. I'm not getting this.
That's big old meh for me.
If I'm going to Plaza Inn, I'm like filling up on fried chicken. So
honestly, you will not get a good review out of me on any of the desserts. So...
I can't say that's true for me though.
Yeah.
I like some desserts.
I'm here now, for the savory
here
stuff.
We have from Refreshment Corner a birria potato. This is a baked potato with beef birria and pepper jack with salsa verde and a side of consomme.
Sounds like a job for the new Avengers.
Because it's a big potato.
It's a big potato. Oh.
Bengal Barbecue has an iced pandan cooler. This is returning. Tropical Hideaway has miso soup.
What? Bizarre. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I love a miso soup. I don't know if I would go to Bengal Barbecue and order miso soup, though.
Tropical Hideaway.
Oh, Tropical Hideaway. I don't know if I would go to Tropical Hideaway and order miso soup.
This is one that's available through January 6th.
I hope I don't go to Bengal Barbecue and order miso soup. That would be embarrassing.
interesting.
I
don't know. I like miso soup.
I don't know what to say about that. That kind of threw me for a loop, but yep. Okay.
Uh-huh. T Tiki Juice Bar has a Dole Whip cone. I love my Dole Whips. I'm not getting it in a cone. That looks messy. It's a Dole Whip pineapple in a sugar cone with Halloween sprinkles. I will just get a regular old Dole Whip. But if you want it in a cone, you have the option.
I'm surprised they don't just have like a orange swirl Dole Whip or something.
Weird. Yeah. Rancho del Zocalo has a pozole. This is returning. And they also have an iced chocolate cafe. Basically, it's hot chocolate, espresso cream, and coconut served over ice. This is a new one. Sounds good. It's not high.
That feels like it should be there for the holidays, too.
It is not.
That feels like it should.
Last year, they did a frozen Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe they'll bring
that.
Switch.
But that feels very holiday-ish to
it
me.
Does. It does. I'm kind of surprised that it isn't there, yeah. Oh, but the pozole is there through the holidays. I don't know.
You can't see my confused face right now, but it is.
There's a lot of confused face. Riverbell Terrace has a pumpkin crunch cake. Ship to Shore Marketplace. Pinwheels. Now, this is weird. Fried wheat pinwheels served with lemon juice and hot sauce. I don't have a picture.
What?
Exactly.
Where is this?
Ship to Shore Marketplace. Yeah,
where is this?
In Frontierland, apparently. I was going to ask, do you know where this is? It's got to be like a little booth or something.
Is it like by where the lobster bisque and cookies are?
I don't think so. No, that's Harbor Galley.
Yeah, but like, is it by there?
I mean, maybe that's the only place that would make sense, although that's like New Orleans.
I guess. Well, maybe it's the little kiosk where by the Mark Twain, like on the river, like as you're walking, that might be the Ship to Shore Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. They mostly do like pickles and stuff.
Yeah,
there.
They have pickles and fruit and stuff. They might have it there. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I didn't know how to name.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was just a fruit stand.
Stage Door Cafe and the Golden Horseshoe both have chili cheese fries. These look really good.
They look pretty good. I mean, you can't go wrong with chili cheese fries,
it's
really.
It's true. The Stage Door Cafe also has a strawberry soda. And the Golden Horseshoe has the same strawberry soda, but also has an apple pie sundae. This looks intense. I'm also kind of surprised that's not there through the holidays. Apple pies, I guess it's more fall.
Yeah, it's more like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Cafe Orleans. This is available through January 6th. They have the Seaborn Cherry Temple cocktail.
Like Shirley Temple.
Like Shirley Temple. But you know what? Cherry Temple.
Shirley Temples are awesome.
Shirley Temples are awesome.
I would like a spiked Shirley Temple. Yeah. With gin in it. Yeah. But like the flavor profile, they are a little sweet.
A little sweet.
But like a good sweet. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I get it.
I've always liked a Shirley Temple.
Harbor Galley has the return of the pumpkin cookies. I've never wanted to get cookies there before, but if I ever did, I would go to Harbor Galley and get pumpkin cookies. I love pumpkin cookies.
The cookies there do look very good.
They do.
And you get a big box.
Well, you can
them.
Choose whether you want 6 or 13.
A baker's dozen.
Whipped cream cheese dip is also available. And they have a new item, which is the brown butter maple cold brew. This is on my list.
So you're going to go to Harbor Galley and get 13 cookies and
I don't know if I can eat 13 pumpkin cookies by myself.
You'll just have to carry them around and eat them all day?
I mean, honestly, I might. So that's possible. I do have dinner. No, I have lunch reservations for not Halloween stuff. I'm going to do a Fantasmic dining package. So anything I'm eating while I'm by myself. It's going to be like snacky.
I wonder if they have Halloween menu items on the dining package.
I don't think they do. I looked up the Fantasmic dining packages. Yeah. And they were just Fantasmic dining packages. They might have like the seasonal drink or something, but I don't think the menu items would change.
Yeah, it might. You never know.
I will look. But the brown butter maple cold brew sounds delicious. The Mint Julep Bar has a frightfully festive cocoa dip. It does not have a special beignet. Or mint julep, for that matter, listed here.
That is strange. That's a choice. Okay.
Yep. Hungry Bear Barbecue Jamboree. Uh-oh. Grizzly Pumpkin Cold Brew Latte.
That's number 2.
That is on my list. Look at that. It looks really good. has a lot of whipped cream and a little pumpkin candy on top. The churros near Casey Jr. Circus Train, instead of the apple dip with this one, you can do the cranberry dip. So it's, of course, it's available through January 6th. That's also at the Small World one. So basically your Fantasyland ones.
Yeah.
Edelweiss Snacks has a Matterhorn puff. This is, they've done the puffs before, but this one is filled with cinnamon and apples and stuff. And Maurice's Treats has vanilla cream is the dip that they have there. Pretzels at Small World Promenade have also the cranberry cream cheese dip. Now, Red Rose Tavern, how many cold brews is too many cold brews?
Well, can you taste colors?
Okay. So, Enchanted Pumpkin Stuff, return of that at Red Rose Tavern, followed by the French Toast Cold Brew.
See, this cold brew sounds really good.
So
I'm picturing like Cinnamon Toast Crunch with coffee.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
Yes. Because a lot of their cold brews, they like have cereal flavor to them.
Yeah. I literally was planning on getting a black calf. I don't think I can. Like from Docking Bay 7.
They have so many cold brews.
Yeah.
Like special cold brews.
Yeah.
Like, knock on wood, they'll probably always have the black cat. Mm-hmm. That thing's too popular to take away. So
exactly,
we will riot in the streets of Batu.
I will, yes, absolutely.
like the Gormans in Andor.
Oh, that goes badly.
I don't care.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah. So this is on my list: French Toast Cold Brew. If I'm getting cold brewed out, I will wait and save this for when you're with me.
Yeah, we could at least share one.
Share one. Alien Pizza Planet has the Heatwave Pizza Slice.
That actually, their special pizzas are usually better than their regular pizzas.
Their seasonal stuff is usually better.
This sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be convinced to go and order a pizza from Alien Pizza
Planet. So this one goes through until January 6th and has a spicy blush sauce with a bunch of cheese and pepperoni and brat and chilies. Now, the reason I bring that up is...
They have the same sauce on the,
exactly.
on the pasta, which is
usually
better. It's a spicy
blush pasta. I've heard really good things about that. Then they have the seasonal alien macaroon.
Which they always have.
Which they always do. And a Halloween green drink. This one is new. It's apple-y with caramel cold foam.
That's not a pumpkin drink.
Nope. The churros near Buzz Lightyear might be my favorite dip. This is caramel peanut butter, but with candy corn on top. Now, candy corn, I'm not a massive fan of or anything like that, but I love caramel peanut butter. I'm not getting this. If I'm getting a churro, I'm getting a churro, or I'm getting one of the super funky ones that's over at DCA.
Yeah, I was going to say, just wait till you get to DCA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Galactic.
The dip, I think the dip is not enough.
No.
And it costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
I agree.
All the dips. So you can like just not even talk about the dips anymore.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Although I think we're pretty much done with
yeah.
the dips. At Galactic Grill, again, their seasonal stuff is pretty solid usually. Stellar spicy chicken sandwich.
So if you can't go and sit at the Carnation Cafe, maybe this one's a good...
Yeah.
I like a spicy chicken sandwich.
I do as well. Now,
do I want a spicy chicken sandwich when I'm theme parking? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. But...
But maybe.
It sounds pretty good.
Then there's the Darth by Chocolate. This is a returning favorite.
Well, that's a crowd favorite, not a me favorite.
And then we have another problem because then we have a pumpkin cream sweet tea.
It's number three.
Yeah, that is number three.
I'm keeping track.
Okay, Brandon, now we're going to go to your Star Trader where they sell popcorn, specifically spicy pickle popcorn.
There's your pickles.
This is returning, and this is my pickles.
It's returning? Oh, I had never heard of this
No, before. I think it just came last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did not pay as much attention last year.
No, because we knew
you were getting some spicy pickle popcorn, I'm sure.
Yes, I am. I am.
Mm-hmm.
The pretzel near Star Tours is in Tomorrowland is the Supernova pretzel. This is jalapeno and with spicy crumble.
I love the name. I love the idea. I would definitely not get this in a theme park.
No.
I would like to have this if I'm sitting on my couch and have access to my own bathroom, but not in the theme park, unfortunately.
Okay, so I mentioned all the things I want to try here. We're about to move over to DCA. Before we do that, what's standing out to you?
Well, the spicy chicken sandwich I kind of want.
The French toast cold brew.
The French toast cold brew and your chili cheese fries are very intriguing.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of standard, yeah. But
could so be those good. Those are your that's your list for Disneyland.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you're gonna kind of decide on our day when we're
the
there.
The baked potato actually the baked looked potato pretty looked good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it looks very hearty.
Oh, and we talked about the soup and sandwich combo.
Yes. And the corn dog situation.
So
the question is going to be, when we are there, do you want to try, and this is a game time decision, are you going to want to try some Halloween stuff? Or are we going to want to, like, you know, we never go wrong with Tiana's. You never go wrong with Docking Bay 7.
No. I'm going to be eating only Halloween stuff.
That's the question. Yeah.
No, it's unless not a you question. Do... That's the answer.
That was the answer to my question. Unless you do say, like, the corn dog.
Yeah, I might get just the standard corn dog. But you know what? I'll probably be just brave and try the crazy corn
dog.
Or
we do one regular one thing and we switch. Like, we share.
Yeah, but what if I just eat both of them and then
you're not going to eat both of them. You're going to pick your favorite and stick with that.
Challenge accepted. I'll just eat both of them. Okay, thank you.
My problem is I'm going to...
You're going to be full of pumpkin drinks.
Be full of pumpkin drinks. And popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay, next we're heading over to DCA. At Claribel's hand-scooped ice cream, we have a Halloween Mickey ice cream bar. It's the regular ice cream bar. Dipped in white chocolate with Halloween
Whoop-dee-doo.
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
Award wieners, though.
Oh, yeah. Award wieners is great, by the way.
The Oktoberfest dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pork cheddar sausage with sauerkraut, caraway seeds, cheesy beer mustard sauce on a soft pretzel bun with oranges or fries. It looks so good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to eat that.
You're gonna
We need to like stake out like a place for me to sit down.
Is a sitting thing.
When we've ordered award wieners before, like there's not great sitting anywhere.
No, you kind of have to go down. I think one time we like sat on the ground by where they used to line.
No, we sat on a bench, but just like on the street there. But it's just a bench. Like there's nowhere to.
Yeah, you have to kind of like walk down.
I need like a table mm-hmm. with this thing. Might have to go to Pim's or something.
There are some chairs for some tables further down, but there's not very many.
Yeah.
Seaborn Sangria. This is new. Then there's a Route 30 Oktoberfest lager. The sangria looks really good. The Oktoberfest. Like, I love sangria.
You love a sangria.
I do love sangria.
What color of sangria is
it? It's hard to tell, but there's blackberries on top.
It's not red wine because
I think it's either it must be blush. Well, I don't know. It's pink though.
I think it's white wine with the fruit,
strawberries and stuff like that.
Fruit is giving it the color because it is not dark enough to be
like a red sangria is like red.
When you add red wine, it kind of takes over the whole color profile. So
Hollywood Lounge has beef and cheese tamale a la plancha, a spicy oogie boogie burrito.
Which looks delicious.
It really does. Seaborn Prickly Pear Margarita. Caladad Beer Dark Lager.
Nope.
Phantom Potion. This is pineapple lemonade with blue Caraco. Horchata Whiskey
you
Cocktail.
You want the Phantom Potion because it comes with an Oogie Boogie Glow Cube.
It comes with an Oogie Boogie Moon Glow Cube. Schmoozies. This is on my list. Matcha Mickey Shaped Waffles with Banana Custard. I might be getting that on my DCA day.
It's like a breakfast thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I can be a late breakfast thing. Mm. And they have a pumpkin pie Mickey shake.
That's number four.
Okay. The problem is, that's I would like love meal. This, but that's a meal. And yeah. And I think
the Schmoozy shakes are massive.
They're huge. And I think I'd be halfway through and I'd be like, this is too much.
Yeah.
And I won't have anyone share it with me. And even if you were there, you don't like pumpkin. So.
I would not.
That is something, again, I could do at home where I could put it in the fridge or something like that. But I'm not going to throw
it
out
the shake. You're going to think about it.
I will think about it, but also...
if you're really hungry and want a shake, you might want it.
Yeah, exactly. The studio catering company also has the beef and cheese tamale, and all that stuff. Pim's Tasting Lab has the Seaborn Pomegranate Margarita. Pomegranate Margarita sounds delicious.
It actually really does.
Yeah, this is a new item as
Pomegranate's a delicious fruit, and but it's not super sweet, but it's like sweet enough to cut through the tequila.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really good.
I think that sounds like something we should try. Oh, and that's also there till January 6th, by the way.
Oh, because pomegranates are also
festive.
Kind of festive, yeah.
The Pim's Test Kitchen. This is one of the most unique looking things. First of all, Pim's Test Kitchen, I always love their stuff.
They do a great job with their food presentation style.
So, the barbecue pork monster grilled cheese. Munster grilled cheese.
Yeah.
It has barbecued pork belly and Munster on sourdough with crispy onions, jalapeno slaw, served with potato bites. It's called Experiment Number 1966. It has eyeballs looking at you.
I wonder why it's 1966.
I don't know. What do you think about this?
I think it looks really cool. I don't know if I want it, but
you can appreciate it.
I kind of want it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They also have a strawberry matcha latte, which sounds delicious. I love matcha. And you can have that as a rum cocktail or just as a non-alcoholic. That's all new as well.
Hmm.
Terran Treats. This is one of the churros that I'm interested in.
Churro!
This one is the ube cheesecake churro.
It looks very Thanos.
Yeah. Well, it's purple and black. So that makes sense. It's a churro with chocolate cookie sugar with ube cheesecake. And then chocolate crumble on top. It looks really good. Speaking of cool Halloween looking stuff, the Cozy Cone Motel one, the churros one, has Vietnamese coffee with ube sweet cream foam.
You know, they have a lot of ube, actually, they in do DCA.
They do have a fair bit of ube, yeah.
Almost as much as pumpkin.
I don't dislike ube. I like pumpkin more, but I like ube.
It makes sense, though, because ube looks really cool.
It looks super cool. Yeah, it's very Halloween purple funky. Yeah. They also have the Cursed Ube Foam Iced Coffee. This one has Irish cream with it.
Ah, that's why it's cursed.
That's why it's cursed.
But if that's a curse, well, just hit me again with your curses.
Cozy Cone Motel 2 has an ube soft serve and an ube vanilla twist soft serve. That's obviously the ice cream one. Mm. Cozy Cone 3 that has the return of the chili, the slow burning mac and cheese cone.
There's no chili.
No, I was reading chili con queso.
Yes, please. I like this. It's looks delicious.
Really, really although, good.
Not as good as the Pixar Anger mac and cheese.
That was so good. That was so good. Pixar Fest got a bad rep for absolutely no reason because the food was great.
The food was great. There was two like S tier banger menu items, and then the margaritas.
The margaritas were amazing.
Were outstanding. So, and the beer and the gin drink was also outstanding.
True. The drinks were,
so there was at least five things that, like, if they were there, I would have every time.
Yeah. Like, so good. So, are we going to be doing slow burn and mac and cheese cone?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Then Cozy Cone Motel 4 has a frozen cone concoction. Here we have a strawberry peach margarita, a strawberry michelada, and Mother Earth Brewing Cali Screaming Pumpkin Vanilla Cream Ale. See, that's a pumpkin ale five. That would be good. And a Unsung Brewing Poison Apple Seltzer. Also sounds good. Mm. The Cozy Cone.
Maybe the strawberry peach margarita. Maybe.
The Cozy Cone Motel 5 Pop Cone has a pineapple cucumber agua fresca. And the Phantasma, which has the same thing with tequila in it. Flo's V8 has a return of the mango habanero chicken strips. Biggest complaint I heard about this was that didn't taste like mango.
Oh, that's an excellent complaint. I would love this. I was like, I love habanero. I don't love mango. How mango-y is it?
Literally, like, I don't know if it's going to be the same recipe as before, but it's a returning favorite. And I remember a lot of people were really excited about this. And they were like, oh, it is. It's like saucy, though, and spicy. And like, there's something that just evens out the spice a little bit, but it didn't taste like mango. And a lot of people were like disappointed in that.
But that I mean, that's what you want out of a hot wing with mango in it, is just like, I don't know how to explain it, but I would be tempted.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the mango habanero chicken strips.
Not that I love like saucy wings, but I like spicy wings.
It's not wings, it's strips.
Well, okay.
Chicken. Yeah. Chicken. Saucy chicken. Yeah. Then we have the Desert Pear Agave Wine Margarita. That sounds really good.
That does sound really good.
Yeah. That's also there till January 6th, although the chicken is only there till November 12th. At Aunt Cass's Cafe. Okay. Okay. All right. In September, unless it's raining, of course, it's usually pretty hot. Would you want chicken pot pie soup in a bread bowl?
No. No, I would not. If it's hot, no.
But it looks so good.
When we went in New Year's and it was pouring rain, the soup in a bread bowl hit like a Mack truck and it was delicious. If it's hot and sunny, no.
You know that you just said hit like a Mack truck? You know, in Cars, the big truck is named Mack?
Yeah, because he's a Mack truck.
Because he's a Mack truck. Yeah. This is available through January 6th, right? So when it is raining at New Year's, have that. They also have a taro bread pudding. This looks very Halloweenish because, of course, purple.
They don't have as much taro this time.
No, it's like been replaced by ube. Yeah. Then we have the return of the vampire Mickey-shaped sourdough. Sure.
Yeah.
We have a new cold brew. This is a chocolate raspberry cold brew.
No, thank you.
I would like that, but it's not.
Black Forest can go back to Germany, because I don't want it.
Cherry. Chocolate and cherry. Oh, whatever. You really liked it in Germany, though.
Okay. Yes, I did. I had a Black Forest cake in Germany. It was the only time I've ever liked Black Forest. But, like,
I thought
raspberry,
I was gonna get two...
chocolate and raspberry taste like Black Forest the same. It's
no,
the same.
No, it's not. Although, I also like Black Forest. What? I thought for sure we were sitting there, and I was like, this is great. I'm going to get two Black Forest cakes. I did not.
Turns out, you just need...
you need to go to the Black Forest.
Really good cake and fresh raspberries, and then it
cherries.
Actually... fresh cherries, and it tastes good together.
So this looks really good. I'm going to be super cold brewed, focusing on the pumpkin stuff. And there is some other stuff as well here. So I'm probably not going to get it.
Yeah.
I like chocolate and raspberry, but it doesn't scream like, it's not a necessity to me. Mm. Boudin bread cart obviously has a vampire Mickey-shaped sourdough. Okay. Then we go to the cappuccino cart, where there is the Mickey-shaped waffle macaron, which looks so good.
That's actually hilarious because it's just a regular macaron, but it's made to look like a Mickey waffle.
And no, it's made with salted maple buttercream.
Yeah, but it's made to look like
a Mickey waffle. Yes, including the little like butter.
There's
on
a little
the top.
Bit of butter. Like, that's...
It's so good. This is there till January 6th. The chances of me having this is not zero.
You do love a macaron.
I love a macaron, and I almost never get it.
I think they're overpriced and overhyped, but
I love them. And
you
they're
love
huge.
Them.
So this is new. Returning, though, and this is the cold brew that's got my attention at DCA.
Yeah.
They have a peanut butter mocha cold brew.
Well, it goes together better than peanut butter and chocolate.
Peanut butter, chocolate, and coffee?
Ah.
You can also do the same thing with some whiskey in it.
Yeah.
They also have
peanut butter and whiskey, actually. Kinda,
I had one.
Kind of slaps.
At a food and wine, they did a peanut butter whiskey, and it had like strawberry or something in it. And the idea was it was like a PB&J cocktail.
PB&J, like
really good,
old fashioned almost. Like,
yeah,
kind of what they're going.
And
for.
I don't like whiskey at all. And I was like, oh, this is actually really good.
Yeah, peanut butter and whiskey, like whiskey's kind of sweet, and peanut butter's kind of sweet, so they go together.
It worked really well.
I've had a peanut butter old fashioned before, and it's like really tasty.
I don't need the whiskey in mine. I will probably be getting that.
No,
cold brew,
the alcohol in that is it's not.
Yeah, there's other places where I would like some alcohol. That one is, but I want that cold brew.
Mm.
I will probably get that cold brew and that macaron, and that's going to be one of my little treats in the afternoon. When
and
I'm
you
there.
Know what else you're going to get there? Diabetes.
I was going to say the new cider they have there, because it's a Coronado Brewing Pumpkin Spice Hard Cider.
That's six.
That's also there till January 6th. I'm very tempted by that. If it's between that and the cold brew, though, I'm getting the cold brew because peanut butter is like one of my favorite things. Kuchina Cucamonga has an ube, again with the ube, flan cake.
Oh, okay.
Mango agua fresca. This is a new one. And it, of course, has the chili and chamoy seasonings.
Yeah.
Mango tequila cocktail, also new. They have a Bottle Logic Brewing Blood Orange Paloma Hard Seltzer. This is the first blood orange thing. Remember a few years ago, there was tons of blood orange.
Yeah, blood orange typically works really well with Halloween, yeah. So I'm surprised.
It might just be the name.
Yeah. Well, but, and the color, though. Like, it looks true. It looks, yep, Halloween-y.
Lucky Fortune has the return of the seasonal Baymax macaron. This is him in his, like, red outfit. Three Milk Ube Tea.
Ube.
More ube. This also looks really good.
I could have been keeping track of ube stuff.
Port of San Francisco Cerveceria has a Carl Strauss Brewing Company Carlitos Mexican Lager. And the Mexican Lager Flight option. There's also an Oktoberfest from there.
Hmm.
Sonoma Terrace has a different Oktoberfest. Lamplight Lounge, steak, ooh, frites.
This looks really good. We obviously don't have time to waste, to not waste, but like to spend.
Yeah, we're not doing a sit down. Yeah.
But that looks lovely. It looks so good. They've had a steak thing for holidays before, and it was like very well reviewed. Yeah. I imagine this is new,
but I would not be surprised.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly like this, but like they've had something in the same vein, and it was supposed to be very good. I would imagine that this is also, yes, very, very good.
This one is there through the holidays, which makes sense. That
steak frites is also great.
Yeah.
Especially if you get it on happy hour at certain restaurants.
You know, a lot of places do have it on happy hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
This looks really good, and it is served with truffle fries.
Mm-hmm. Which is also a very popular happy hour.
One of my favorite things. I love them. The donut. You know how they always have a special donut?
Mm.
An arroz con leche donut. Looks so good. They also have a Halloween cocktail. This is bourbon-based with cinnamon, amaretto, things like that. They also have the All Hallows Treat Imperial Chocolate Peanut Butter Stout. I love peanut butter. I hate stout. I literally think I'm allergic.
Yeah, I don't love stout or, like, nut brown beers either. And, yeah, the flavor is not good, but it also makes me kind of feel ill. So I don't know if I'm allergic as well.
I had an allergic reaction once.
You did, yeah.
To a stout. It was the most bizarre thing ever. So I'm just scared to ever have a stout again. Then we also have a Spiced Cosmic Crisp Hard Cider there. Now, the Boardwalk Dining has all the drinks. The cocktail and the hard cider are both there as well. Bayside Brews. They have a Santa Monica Brew Works Pickle Lager.
Ooh, you've had pickle beer
before. I have had pickle beer, and I like it. Do you like pickle beer?
I've had two different kinds of pickle beer. The first one literally tasted like drinking beer that had dill pickle chips, like,
that's exactly what I said. In it, yeah, or something. I said it tastes like liquid.
But, like, in a good way? Yeah. Like, because that sounds disgusting when you say it like that.
But I get what you mean. It's like the essence of dill pickle chips.
It was actually quite tasty. The other pickle beer, I don't know if it was, like, pickly enough or something. Like, it was fine. Whatever.
I want to try this. This is available till January 6th. I think you will. I don't know if I'm going to try it on my day or if I'm going to wait so you can share it with me.
I think you should get it at the first chance you get, and then
see how I'm going to play it by ear. Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta has the anti-vampire pizza.
But it has garlic on it.
Garlic chicken, garlic sauce. Yes, garlic.
Yeah. Take that, Blade.
Yeah. Ooh. They also have caramel apple cheesecake. This is a new one. The pizza's not new. They had it last year. Okay. Now we're into another churro. This is still not my churro of choice.
No. I know what churro of choice is.
You know what it's coming. So the churro's near Goofy's Sky School. This does look really good, though. The caramel cheesecake churro. But the churro near the Redwood Creek Challenge is the Fluffernutter churro. This is a returning one. Peanut butter sauce, marshmallow sauce, and chocolate chips.
Yeah.
It's this one. This is the one.
Sounds like too much for me, but I get it.
You knew that's the one that I said. Yeah, yeah, of course. Smoke Jumper's Grill has the Villainous Wings. This is a new item. They are tossed in sweet and tangy gochujang sauce with ghost pepper ranch.
This is very tempting. This is very tempting. Smoke Jumper's food is usually pretty.
Smoke Jumper's is good.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. So I'm curious. Yeah.
We also have a couple drinks. We have the Oogie Boogie Lemonade. This is a returning one. Have heard good things. It's a green apple based lemonade. And then there is that with a margarita.
Cool.
We also have the Bottle Logic Brewing Aurora Borealis Hard Seltzer. This is honeydew lime.
You had that in a flight one time.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't. Didn't taste very good.
No.
I don't think it tasted very good at all.
No, I don't think it did. And I don't know if like it was me because I'm like very mid on honeydew.
Yeah, no, I love honeydew. It tasted like chemically honeydew. Yeah, was the problem.
That might have been it. Yeah. This was actually, you know what? This was in a flight at do not remember which one, but it was like a festival.
Yeah, it was at one of the booths for.
I don't know if it was Pixar Fest or Food and Wine. I don't think it was Holidays, and I don't think it was.
But anyway, didn't care for it.
Nope, not a fan. Then we have at different outdoor vending locations, you know, those little pop-up ones. They have a buffalo chicken ranch pull-apart bread.
Yes, I like buffalo chicken.
Yep. But,
yeah.
They also have an Oogie Boogie cookie, which looks super cute. Sour apple cotton candy. It's green cotton candy. The Fall Brewing Company Goo Goo Muck Hazy IPA.
Okay.
You like a hazy IPA?
I do. That is one of my favorite things. And I like a funny name because
Goo Goo Muck. So different outdoor vending locations. You just got to keep your eye open for this one.
I shall indeed.
They also have a Seaborn Boo Raspberry Margarita. That's it for DCA. What's your standouts?
Well, the two spicy chicken options. One is strips and one is wings.
Yeah.
The award wiener's dog.
Yeah, that one's standing out to me.
On the top of my list. And then there's just a bunch of drinking, which, you know what? I'm here for.
And you're not sure about that Oogie Boogie Burrito.
The Oogie Boogie Burrito looks very good, too. Yeah. But like, is it like... obviously not on the top of my mind, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. So do you want to go through the hotels and stuff?
Only if they have pumpkin drinks, because...
Okay. Let me look right here. So Broken Spell Lounge does not have a pumpkin drink, it looks like.
What do they have? Like just
Broken Spell Lounge. So this is that new one in Disneyland Hotel. They have the Dark Heart, Three Witches, and Green Eyed Scepter. So the Green Eyed Scepter is an absinthe and prosecco based one.
Oh no. Just say no to absinthe.
Brandon had a bad experience.
I had a great experience. Krista had a bad experience with carrying Brandon's corpse up to the hotel room after.
You would like the Dark Heart. It is gin, creme de coco, chocolate, and lemon.
I don't know that I would, actually. Oh, I would like it. I don't love chocolatey alcohol drinks.
Oh, I think I'd like that one. The Three Witches is espresso, liquor 43, cold brew coffee.
That I would like. It's an espresso martini.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Then Goofy's Kitchen is doing a Halloween celebration. Your characters are mostly in costume. And their special items are a pumpkin spice latte, chocolate espresso martini.
Wait. A pumpkin spice latte?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what are we at now?
7!
Okay. Chocolate espresso martini, foolish margarita, spicy pineapple margarita, witching hour spritz, and the pumpkin ale.
Is that the same?
It's pumpkin? The same. Yes,
oh yeah, yeah. We won't count that twice.
Yeah. No. The coffee house has a bunch of lattes, ooh, including a butter pecan one. That sounds really good. Ooh. They also have a pumpkin spice latte. We're not counting every time that has pumpkin spice latte. Maple sea salt, banana bread, hot caramel. Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar has this chilling challenge.
That's a great name for a cocktail. Oh my god.
So good, right? so good. They also have a Cloaked Specter, a Scarecrow Old Fashioned, Dole Whip Pineapple Orange with Guava Juice.
Wait, what is this chilling challenge?
Rum.
Oh.
Pineapple, lime, honey, bar. Ginger, bitters.
Okay, yeah.
I would try it. It's just a tiki for the name. Drink, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to try it for the name. Dole Whip Tropical Float with rum. Then DCA, or sorry, Grand Californian at the Craftsman has a passion fruit based and hibiscus liqueur, and then a bunch of, you know, cupcakes muffins and so on. They also, their special is a Sally pumpkin spice cocktail, cupcake, and that's at the Grand Californian Great Hall.
If you drink it, you can consider it a drink.
That's true. They also have basically all their stuff is, and this is right by the display that, you know, the big display they do in the Grand Californian lobby.
It was a gingerbread house. Are they still doing a gingerbread house anymore?
Well, they do a gingerbread house at Christmas. They do something different at Halloween.
Oh.
And during Star Wars Day, they do a Star... Or during May, they do a Star Wars one.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll have to wander through Grand Californian.
We are going to the Grand Californian. Yep. So.
Sally Pumpkin Spice Cupcake. They also have a Mayor Chocolate Cake Pop, Oogie Boogie Crisp Ripe Treat, a Scary Wreath Macaron, Pumpkin Bread, Gingerbread Skeleton Cookie.
A lot of Nightmare Before Christmas stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Gooey Peanut Butter Cookie. Chocolate Chip Cookie served with milk or with spiked milk.
Yep.
Hearthstone Lounge, their cocktail is also passion fruit.
Huh.
Storytellers has the exact same one. And this is a Ricard Dame. Interesting. Clarabelle's Enchanted Halloween Dinner.
Oh!
We're doing this!
We are doing this. Yes, I was waiting for this. Okay.
So,
it's cool because normally Storytellers in the evening is not a character meal.
Yeah, unless it's like a special event, like Halloween.
That's why I said normally it's not a character meal. Mm-hmm. For Halloween, they're doing a whole Clarabelle's led thing, which is cool because Clarabelle is underused.
Totally. The first time she actually was involved in anything, she did an Easter at Goofy's Kitchen, and I went to that one with my mom and sister. The first time Storytellers has done supper character, I think, was last Christmas, and they haven't since then.
Well, I am going to dance my buns off with Clarabelle.
Do it.
How about
Absolutely that? Do it. Remember Christmas did, they did it as Christmas Carol. Remember last year? Yeah, that was Storytellers. And yeah, that's the only other one they've done.
I don't remember that, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It should be Muppets Christmas Carol, but agreed, you know, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if we want to try this, I don't know what all the liquor and stuff is in it, but it's hibiscus, passion fruit, things like that. That sounds really good. That'll be there. Mickey's Autumn Adventures Breakfast and Brunch. So this is what they do during the rest of the time.
There was nothing else for Clarabelle. So I was getting all excited to get into it, but
okay. No, it has the cocktail is what it
that's
has.
That's it. Okay. And then, the characters in their costumes and, maybe a special menu? I hope there's a special menu.
Well, hold on. Let me have a little look. It says more information here. Seasonal dining. Seasonal stories served here. Clarabelle's Enchanted. Just says, join Clarabelle Cow for an annual Halloween celebration. All are encouraged to dress up as their favorite forest friend for a dinner filled with tricks, treats, and a delightful time. That's all it says.
Favorite forest friend.
I think that's just like how they dress up.
But
you can dress up if you want.
That's I won't because I don't I we have to pack light, so okay.
But yeah, I'm looking and it looks just very autumnal. Like Goofy is kind of dressed like a scarecrow and like.
Well, it's gonna be hot, so I'm not gonna bring an autumnal sweater or nothing. Like
No. I'm wearing my pumpkin ears. That is what I will be doing. Oh, I get it. Clarabelle's like a butterfly. Anyway, they're super cute.
And Goofy's a scarecrow.
Goofy's a scarecrow. Clarabelle's a butterfly. Daisy's like a witch, like a forest witch. She's got like a mushroom.
Oh, she is a mushroom.
Yeah, isn't that super cute?
I wonder if she's magic.
Wow. I can't. Wait, no. Look, Donald's a spider. He's got like little things coming off of him.
Is that a spider?
Well,
or a beetle?
Maybe. Could be like a bug. Yeah. Anyway, I like Daisy's outfit.
Because she's a mushroom.
She's magical.
Mm.
So anyway, that sounds really good. Pixar Place Hotel. This is the Sketchpad Cafe. Overnight oats, cookies, bunch of different cookies. Pumpkin spice latte, tiramisu latte.
Mm.
So nothing like crazy. The chicken shop doesn't have any pumpkin. Parkside Market Coffee doesn't have any pumpkin drinks. They have pumpkin desserts. And... oh, this is okay. Instead of a pumpkin spice latte, they're calling this the pumpkin slice latte.
Ah, that is different. That is number 8.
Okay. 8. Soul Sister is doing a berry bubble lemonade. The Parkside Market is doing a campfire cream soda, candy corn cream soda, shadow elixir. None of these are pumpkin. Okay, so we're at 8 still. California Churro, their churro is an ube matcha and crema.
Ube. There's a lot of ube,
there is
too.
A lot of ube. You could have been counting that, too. Beignets Expressed is a caramel apple beignet. They have a seasonal beignet.
Mm.
Splitsville Luxury Lanes is doing a midnight roll. Get it? It's a roll. A Black Spider, which is a drink. It's a blackberry, though, not pumpkin. And the Witch's Brew, which is melon. Centrico is doing a pumpkin flan. That's not a drink, though, it's so it doesn't count.
No, yeah.
Tequila-based, with cranberry and apple. Paseo is doing pumpkin dulce. Not pumpkin drink, though. Black Taff. Okay, hold on. Kit Kat Shake, Skittles Shake, Sweet and Salty Shake. None of those are pumpkin.
Oh!
You were just
no
assuming.
Pumpkin. Huh. Interesting.
Ballast Point is doing ghostly glazed pork belly.
Ooh.
Haunted Harvest Quesadilla. Spooky Tiramisu. The Cursed Apple. So an apple drink, not a pumpkin one.
Mm.
Wetzel's Pretzels is doing Oreo Bits. Naples Pumpkin Dessert.
Mm.
Pumpkin Cannolis. And a Pumpkin Mule.
Eight.
Nope, that's nine.
Oh.
Kayla's Cake is doing marshmallow mummy macaron. Let me see. Then there's a bunch of like desserts. Cake pops. Lots of cake pops.
Cake
those
pops,
don't count.
Yeah.
That's it. So nine.
Nine. Nine. That's a lot of pumpkin drinks across the Disneyland Resort. Holy moly.
I'm not doing them all.
No.
Yeah, I would.
You're not even going to all the places that have
them. No, exactly. So the other thing is there's a lot of really cool stuff. Popcorn buckets, sippers, straw clips. There's an Ursula one, but it's magic key only. So
that anymore.
No, I know. Very sad. The Oogie Boogie Moon Glow Cube comes in one of the drinks I want. So I look at cool.
You're super duper getting that. I'm sorry.
Yep. There's a Pain and Panic straw clip. Nah. Then there's the Nightmare Before Christmas gravestone bucket and the Mayor Sipper.
You can buy them in a combo.
Oh, yes, that's right. Available for bundled or individual purchase. Also, they both look really cool. There's the Vampire Mickey Mouse bucket.
That one sells out really fast.
They do. Yeah, this one's new, but they did something very similar last year that was very popular. They have a Winnie the Pooh honeybee sipper, which is
that
adorable.
Is super duper cute.
So freaking cute. Winnie the Pooh dressed as a bee is always adorable. The Hades glow cube.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. There's a Halloween Huey, Dewey, and Louie bottle topper. This is cute.
That is cute because it's like their trick-or-treat
costumes. From the trick-or-treat cartoon. Yeah. Yeah. Where they meet Witch Hazel. Trick-or-treat. Trick-or-treat. That one.
Sure.
Trick or treat on Halloween. Then we also have something really special. The Oogie Boogie Bash Disney Halloween Party has a...
They have 7 different pumpkin drinks at the Oogie... No, I'm just kidding.
So they are talking about the dessert party. Even though the parade isn't going on, they're doing the dessert party in conjunction with Leota's Swinging Wake.
Which is like a cavalcade, I guess.
I guess. We will find out in 10 days when the footage starts coming out. But then
They also do not reduce the price on the dessert party.
Nope, not at all.
So I don't know what to think about that, but anyway.
I'm in Oogie Boogie Bash 2026 Facebook group, and people were like counting down the days till dessert party was announced. Like, people go crazy for this thing.
So why would they reduce the price?
Exactly.
I guess
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but they have a special popcorn bucket that is only going to be released during Oogie Boogie Bash, the Headless Horseman.
It's a fantastic popcorn bucket. Like,
it's a problem how good it is.
Like, really good.
Like, no, it's a problem how good it is and how much packing space we have in our suitcases.
Very little.
Well, I said my Ewok can ride on my lap.
Can the Headless Horseman join him? Because that might be the only way that we're getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. So anyway.
I'm booking my seat separate from you.
because I'm just going to be laying down with popcorn buckets. So yeah. Like... yeah, it was a problem because I was scrolling down and I was like, oh my God, I love the Mayor Sipper and the Jack popcorn bucket. And oh my goodness, Winnie the Pooh, that's so freaking cute. And then I saw this one and I went, oh no, this is so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And I feel like it'll be very popular, but because it's Oogie Boogie only, it should still be there. There's only going to be like 4 or 5 Oogie Boogies before we go. And they wouldn't want it to be out of stock before October.
You wouldn't think so. Unless they go crazy for stock at the beginning, sell out immediately, and then don't restock till October.
Yeah, that would be... stupid. I feel like because it's a special ticketed event... that they're going to have some for each night. Like, it might sell out that night.
Yeah, we might need to, like, be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Pumpkin. Drinks.
9. 9 different ones. And that isn't including, like, there are several places that do different versions of a pumpkin spice latte.
There's a lot of pumpkin spice lattes, yeah.
Right.
But one of them was called a pumpkin slice latte.
So it's different.
It was completely different. Different obviously.
Totally different.
Clearly different.
What do you think? What is your overall response to this food situation?
Too many pumpkin drinks.
Other than that?
Too much ube. They're a little reliant on ube. Not enough cool spicy stuff. I feel like at least a couple years ago when I was paying more attention, there was more...
spicy cool, stuff?
Like, lean into the ghost pepper thing.
Yeah. I think the only ghost pepper stuff is the crema on the wings.
Yeah.
The villainous wings, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the problem is, though, people are like you, where it's like, I love spicy. Do I want to have spicy?
It's true. It might not be super popular in a theme park, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like just partner with Hot Ones or something. And give her.
Make it a thing.
Get Mickey... on Hot Ones.
Wait, that's actually really cool. Didn't Sesame Street at Hot Ones?
Muppets, maybe.
I don't know.
We'll have to
look it up.
I don't think it fits with Sesame Street. I could see the Muppets doing it.
But... yeah, we'll have to look it up. I know there was like a random character like that who did.
Yeah.
Okay, so spicy. If you're like, okay, one thing that is on my must try from anywhere in the resort, what are you picking?
It's probably the award wieners.
I was just going to say it's the award wieners.
Yeah, I think okay. So. Okay,
all right. So we just got to make that a priority.
I guess. I love sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah. And especially with, like, those flavors and stuff, it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Okay. And DCA, we don't have any sit-down plans or anything like that, so it can be...
They don't have any sit-down plans at all. I'm only there 2 days, so...
I have sit-down plans by myself.
I will not be sitting down.
Mm. No, you're going to be...
I will sit down on the rides.
You will sit down at the table to eat your messy hot dog.
Yes. I will do that, yes.
So, that's exciting. Fun to look forward to it. That's our show this week. Thank you, Omule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast on any of those, thank you. You are awesome. If you haven't yet, you are not yet awesome, but it just takes you a couple seconds to become awesome. Rate and review, please. Next episode, we're not here, actually, next week.
Yeah, we're going to go back on summer holidays for a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah,
We've got some plans for...
last weekends of the summer kind of booked.
Yeah, and then you're back to school, so...
Boo hiss. That was Halloween-ish. What are we doing next weekend?
Well... I have tickets.
Yeah, you planned things. You did things.
I planned things. We're gonna go see some animals.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to an exotic animal rescue adventure park.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good and the animals aren't in too dire straits. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna go to the zoo as well.
Yeah.
The next day, which is really
cool. I'm excited.
They have a brand new red panda enclosure,
I'm so
which is like going to be the highlight, I think.
I love red pandas.
But I also have tickets to Six, the
Six.
Musical.
Six. Six
in theaters.
We have gone on rants about this before. Do more pro shot musicals and release them.
Hadestown was just in theaters this week.
I heard about this.
We didn't get to catch that one. I haven't seen... I don't even know any of the songs from Hadestown.
Apparently, I've heard some of the songs. So good.
Apparently a very good musical. So hopefully that comes to streaming at some point as well. But Six is
amazing.
Six is one of our favorites, and we're going to go see the pro shot of so the... Excited. It's like the original West End cast, so... I think it'll be pretty good.
I think so, too. The Six is the first thing to knock Hamilton out of my most listened to album on Spotify since Hamilton came out.
The almost every song... Six is a very interesting musical. It's quite short.
Yeah.
There's no intermission.
No.
And it makes sense if you've seen it why there isn't one.
Right.
But like almost every single song in that like slaps really hard.
So good. It was like
There's one that I could take or leave, but yeah, it's fine.
I know. Kidding me. There's the end, the final song in Six. They have like a little countdown as part of it, and I was literally getting sad because
the
I'm
first
like,
time you saw it, yeah, you're like, oh, it's over. Like,
it's gonna end. Yeah. It's gonna end when they get to one. Yeah, like it was. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really excited to go see Six,
and it's. The opening night of it going in, and like the theater's pretty sold out already. So awesome. Like, I think it's going to be a decent crowd.
So,
I hope so.
I'm going to wear, I have, of course, because to add to my ear and headband collection, I do have a Six crown that I'll be wearing.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And we might go see Spider-Man.
Yeah. Again. Why not? What is your most watched movie in theaters?
Jurassic Park.
How many times?
That was like 12 or 13 or something.
What about like in recent years?
Probably The Force Awakens. I think I saw that like 5 or 6 times.
Okay. I think I saw it 3 times and that is my most.
Yeah.
I might have watched it 4. It might have been 4.
I think you saw it 4 and I saw it 6.
Okay.
I think.
Yes, because you watched it twice before
I watched it twice before you did. Yeah, yeah.
Well, then that makes sense. The minus 4. Okay. So, I would not be mad at watching Spider-Man more than once in theaters.
We're going to the big city, and I would like to see it in a premium large format.
Yeah.
The theater that we're going to actually has the IMAX 70mm, so that is still playing the Odyssey, and that is super duper still sold out.
Wow.
It's like the Odyssey's kind of going on the downturn, but there's not very many 70mm right. locations. There's only 2 in Canada. One of them happens to be in Calgary.
That's crazy.
I
had no idea that's true.
Yeah.
Only 2 in Canada.
Yeah. Toronto and Calgary.
And one is... Wow.
And there's only like 40 in the world.
Also, wow.
And all of those are like sold out like 2 weeks in advance.
Okay. All right.
That, like, IMAX would be cool, like, especially a real IMAX. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's not in the real IMAX, because Odyssey still has all of those 70mm mm-hmm. ones, but I think we will try and go to it in 4DX.
That'd be really cool.
We've done D-Box before, we've done Screen X before with Wicked, that was actually really, cool. really good.
That's a good one for it.
Spider-Man apparently is being advertised as filmed for Screen X. Like, there's some... so that would be kind of cool, but I really want to try 4DX.
I think it'd be a fun one to try.
I think it would be. And, like, having seen it before, I don't know if I would want to watch it the first time.
Yeah.
Even watching movies for the first time in D-Box, it's a little distracting.
Right.
But, like, seeing it again and then, like, having the extra stuff going on.
I think that might be a cool add-on, for sure.
I hope I don't get too creeped out by spider webs hitting me in the face.
That is a little confusing. but you got to like prepare yourself for it. Yeah. You made it through. It's tough to be a bug. You can do this.
Yeah. That was really painful. My back still hurts from that. That was 20 years ago.
Oh man. It kind of was, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
18 years ago. Yeah.
So that's the plan. Try and catch the Spider-Man in 4DX.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm excited. So yeah, we'll be gone for the next couple weeks, and then we'll see what we do after that.
It'll be a whole new school year.
Yep. I don't want to think about that yet. I'm still in summer mode. So I'm Krista.
Oh, and I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening to Disney A.
You can't see my confused face right now, but
there's a lot of confused face.